with other coaches? How does he communicate with players from different backgrounds? We talked about multiple players on the Chiefs and how he related to them. We also went back to some players on the Eagles that we both knew. The conversations were very detailed and gave me a great understanding of where Doug was as a coach. I also asked Andy how Doug would handle a losing streak, because even successful teams go through difficult stretches from time to time. Andy talked about a 5-game losing streak the Chiefs had during the 2015 season, and he said Doug was the most even-keeled coach on the staff. You couldn't tell whether the team was on a winning streak or a losing streak from being around him. I thought back to that during the 2017 season when we lost so many key players to injuries, including our great young quarterback Carson Wentz. At no moment was Doug ever flustered. He always just went back to the drawing board to try to figure out how to deal with the loss and maximize the players who were available. Just as Andy Reid had told me, Doug was unflappable. What he did during our Super Bowl season was one of the best coaching jobs I have ever seen in the NFL, and really in all sports. The number one thing he did was create a strong culture within the team where the players owned the decisions and every detail. That brought the team together. He had a perfect balance of not coaching like a dictator, but also not letting the players take too much control either. He formed a partnership. That was probably the most impressive thing. His willingness to listen and ability to communicate made it all possible. Right from the beginning, he had a dynamic plan for the offense. Along with Frank Reich, John DeFilippo, and the offensive staff, he was able to develop Carson and manage the quarterback position with both Carson and Nick Foles. He was willing to take risks when it was smart. He listened to the analytics people when they told him what gave us the best chance to win. His ability to trust his support staff was huge. When you are a great listener and a great communicator, and you combine that with being smart, focused, and unselfish, you can go very far. Coach Peterson treats everybody with respect and relates well with everyone in the building, from coaches to players to staff. We have a great situation here with an excellent young team and a talented young quarterback. So I think the future is very bright for Doug, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter. Jeffrey Lurie, owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Chapter 1. I'm Gonna Kick Your Tail. I worked my way through the sea of people on the sidelines at U.S. Bank Stadium until I reached the field, where that big white border provides sanctuary. Finally, the Super Bowl. All of my time in the NFL, 14 years as a quarterback, 2 years as an offensive quality control coach, 2 years as a quarterback's coach, 3 years as an offensive coordinator, and 2 years as a head coach, had prepared me for this day. I spotted New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down on the other end of the field. Eventually, we connected at midfield and had a chance to say hello. I had met him at league meetings, but we'd never really had any conversation before this. He congratulated me on the season and said it was great to be in this game. I said the same thing right back to him. Then he complimented our team and said, "I went back and tried to find some games you were losing in. I couldn't find many." I told him there were plenty of times. But as much respect as I had for him, I was looking at him thinking of all the hard work it took to get to the Super Bowl and all the doubters and naysayers who said our season was over after we lost our franchise quarterback. I was thinking of the sacrifice of long hours by my coaching staff. I was thinking of the players who committed to taking ownership. And then I thought the Patriots had no idea what the championship was about to them. I looked at him and thought, "I'm going to kick your tail. Definitely going to kick your tail." Everyone thinks I'm this soft-spoken, nice guy, but I have a highly competitive nature and an underdog mentality. I probably learned that underdog mentality being around people like Andy Reid, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino. They are ultimate competitors, and when that whistle blows, all gloves are off. I walked away to tend to my team, and Coach Belichick went to do his thing. It was the calm before the storm. It seemed like a long time since we had played our last game.